Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Well, my friends, the summer is officially over. The weather is telling us that if the calendar isn't, the calendar actually is as well. However, many of us missed out on a sun holiday this summer, or a holiday at all, because things were a little bit up in the air. Maybe you didn't feel super confident about traveling as the kind of COVID pandemic started to whimper its way toward what will hopefully be an end. But you might find yourself therefore starving for some sun now, or starving for just a little break. So I thought, why not get some tips and ideas of where you might be able to go over the next few months, where you might get a bit of warm weather and have a bit of crack. And who better to tell us than the Gastro Gays? Hello, Russell and Patrick.
Good
Hello.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Us two have actually escaped twice now.
Yeah,
twice.
Can't you tell by my glow?
No.
Okay. Not convinced. Okay. Yes. So.
You are regular Globetrotters.
Yeah, I think us two held off for quite a while until we kind of felt like the moment was there of like, okay, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
There's stuff happening. Others are also traveling. So I think we completely agree that it has been a weird time. Mm-hmm. And it has been kind of the impetus of holding back just to see how everything else goes.
Yeah.
But I think the time is now.
Yeah.
And even though it's the end of the year, there is some sun out there still. There is heat to be found.
You just have to look for it.
Okay, where are we looking?
Well, just before we do, just some advice actually, if we don't mind giving that from our experience of two whole trips to the airport recently. There's a couple of different things. Obviously, there's the COVID cert that everyone has access to. But the one thing that people are getting caught out on a lot, which we noticed, was entry forms, passenger locator forms for different countries,
right,
and the rules surrounding it. So wherever you're booking, just check well beforehand if you need to fill it out. Do you need it printed? Can it be on your phone and so on?
Yeah.
You might be checked about three times before you actually step on a plane, or you might not be checked at all. So it's just worth being prepared and check your passport.
Yeah. And also I was just in London for a few days and you need one to come home.
Mm. Yes.
Obviously. Now, I was able to fill it in the airport. It was no problem, but I wasn't aware of that. So, yeah, on both sides.
Yes,
exactly. And it is handy having it on your phone. However, some countries specify having it printed out as well.
Honestly, also, are they living in the 50s?
France insisted on it being printed out. Mm. There was no other option. So,
yeah, check.
Yes. So good to know that. And of course, yes, check your passport. They're quick renewals at the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep an eye out for that. But the first destination we're going to go to on our Gastro Gays travel around the world in our heads is the Canary Islands.
Of course.
Shock. Probably one of the most popular destinations for Irish people to travel to. During October, November, December, you're talking about 26, 23, 21 degrees.
Wow.
So it's warm enough.
It's actually, yeah.
That's actually ideal for a lot of Irish people.
Exactly.
Like a lot of Irish people, we don't need the hot heat.
Oh,
exactly. No.
Just a bit of blue sky and a slight warmth.
Exactly.
Above average warmth.
And a little bit of rain if need be.
No.
So today,
no
rain.
Come on.
But it's in single digits in terms of rainy days in the Canary Islands. And there's a lot of flights going. There's like three a week with Aer Lingus to Gran Canaria, five with Ryanair, five to Lanzarote, seven with to Lanzarote with Aer Lingus, seven a week with Ryanair. So there's a huge amount of choice.
Yeah.
Now, there is also flights from Cork and so on and so forth. The problem is it's so popular.
Mm.
And the cost might be a little bit prohibitive depending on when you're going. The midterm break is coming up.
Mm.
Don't look at that.
No.
Look around it. So for all of our kind of pricings, we've gone for a period in mid-November just in case that's what you're looking for.
Mm.
And you're talking prices of the flights being between maybe 450 and 750 euro for two people on both airlines.
Okay.
And they're on some of the basic fares. It just depends on your time and everything like that. But if you're one of the people who ended up having a voucher given by the airlines back at the beginning of the pandemic, this is a great opportunity to use them if you really want to get some guaranteed sunshine.
Mm.
And in terms of kind of things to do there, chill out, relax. There's some great accommodation going there as well. The prices vary depending on your budget. Of course, there's hundreds of places to choose from depending, but we just picked a couple of 3 to 5 star ones you can get for about 1,100 for two adults, right up to about 2,500. There's the hotel.
That's for a week, is it?
That's for a week, yes. Hotel Ryu in Gran Canaria is 1,900. which is quite a lot, but it's 5-star. It's all inclusive, so you don't even have to worry about leaving, you know, type of thing.
See,
if that's
this
what
is
you're
the
after.
Thing. I think like there are lots of people, of course, who want to go on an adventure, yeah. and you know, but there will be lots of people who are happy to just go somewhere and have food and drink presented to them and just switch their brain off and kind of decompress after the last 18 months.
Exactly. Absolutely, and like have structure. And everything's organised and all of that. Absolutely, yeah.
Mm. So and just have breakfast handed to you.
I always think, though, with an all-inclusive, the main thing to do before you go is go and read some reviews of the food.
Definitely.
1,000,000%. And, like, we're not the biggest lovers of TripAdvisor because, of course, we have our own website that we prefer people to look at for things such as advice. But TripAdvisor has its great uses in the guest reviews section as opposed to the official things.
Yeah.
So, like, guest reviews and guest images.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you can get a photographer to take a photo of the nice rooms, but you want to see the quality of it from guests recently. And I think that's a great way to do. But absolutely, check the menu. Check how all-inclusive it is, because sometimes it can be like white wine but not red wine, and you just want to make sure of that.
Also, if it has options, if you're vegan, if you're celiac, etc.
Absolutely.
So the next place I suggest is Malta, also on an island. It's about equivalent to the heat in the Canaries around that time of year, so quite warm, isn't too hot, isn't too cold at the same time. And there's a reason that a flight has gone to Malta out of Ireland for decades, because it has everything. It has the warmth, it's small, it's an island, it's got history, art, architecture, amazing food, etc., etc. So there's 3 flights per week on Ryanair. However, the thing about flights at the moment is there isn't huge choice. Therefore, the arrival times and the leaving times sometimes are not as ideal.
I've noticed
so they're
that.
Like really, really early in the morning or really, really late at night. So if you think it's a great offer or it's a great price, just check the times each time, because it could catch you out.
And actually, airlines don't always fly necessarily the same route at the same time every day. So a Saturday morning flight out of Malta could be about at 7:30 in the morning on the Saturday. But if you check it on the Friday, it might have been in the evening time.
Right,
so just check those things out and have a bit of flexibility.
And in terms of the accommodation, it is very easy over there to go 5-star. You're talking for a week under a grand.
Under a grand.
Under a grand.
For 5-star.
The 5-star level. So that's pretty good.
And what's the vibe like? Like who's in Malta? Because I have it in my head that it's kind of like an older person's destination.
It has that reputation. However, it's super cheap for eating and drinking. So if you're after a kind of like easygoing, at the beach, at the coast, eat and drink, kind of how we organise
our
trips.
Life.
If you're after like easygoing, isn't too hot, isn't too cold, isn't too...
too much to explore.
Anything.
It's enough.
Yeah.
It's condensed
it's
enough
small,
as a destination.
It's accessible.
Yeah. And in fairness, I said there, I like I have it in my head as an old person's destination, but Annie Mac has her festival, her Lost and Found festival there every year, which I know is back next year.
It's full of old people.
Okay, yeah, I'm sold. Also, I mean, I'm kind of like, all I want to do is just lie down and like read a book and eat nice food. Yeah, that's literally
But in
all
a
I
nice
want.
Location.
In a nice location, but you want nice people around you as well.
True, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we going next?
We're going to go to Florida in the United States. So it's been announced recently that a still-to-be-confirmed date in November, vaccinated travellers will be able to travel from Europe, because there's been a ban since the last president came along. So we're hoping November, early November is when to expect it. So kind of we're looking at December type of time then as a realistic prospect for Florida. Also missing Thanksgiving, because that's, of course, going to be a pricey time to fly. Aer Lingus are back with flights starting $175 each way.
That is so cheap.
Which is very, if you're looking to get the seats, that is a very good price. We priced up a week-long trip with standard fares. It's just your bag in, very basic type of stuff. And it was $900 for 2 people, which for Florida, you know,
it's
still not too bad in the grand scheme of things. Early early December weather is about 22 degrees Celsius. I'm not going to say it in Fahrenheit because that's very confusing. But then you can also get a week at the Universal's resort, a particular one called the Endless Summer Resort, and it's €671 for 7 nights, which isn't too bad either, so in the grand scheme of things.
No, sorry, I'm just thinking, like, if you're looking at, you know, when we looked at the Canaries, you said that the basic fares on the airlines flying from Ireland to the Canaries ranged from 450 to 750. Mm. You're at the top end of that at 750, and you're looking at 900 for Florida. Like, it's not a huge difference.
And you get the biggest benefit of an airline meal.
Oh, essential.
I love an airplane meal.
This is divisive. I know you love an airplane meal, but not everyone would view that as a benefit.
But it's a nice little bonus when you're going
around.
And it
is a longer flight,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, it is, exactly. So that is a possibility. Obviously, if you're going to be booking, check everything. If you're thinking of it now and taking our advice and looking at December, just check every little bit of detail right now. Check your insurance policy if you have one.
Yeah.
Check if you're cancelable with your hotels and your flights and everything like that.
I presume you'd recommend that everything be refundable at this
Absolutely.
Stage. Because obviously they haven't announced, like, it's
exactly,
not official yet.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
the
with planning ahead, but have that security blanket as well, because free cancellation often can cost a minuscule amount, especially if you're using things like booking.com or Trivago or anything like that. You see the difference in the price. Yeah. It's minuscule.
Yeah, you pay a tiny bit extra for that security
blanket.
And
it's a peace of mind that you really could do with.
Have you been to Florida?
You have.
I was there when I was a teenager. I pestered my parents for years and years and years. And we eventually went, and there was a massive heat wave. So I was excited for all of the theme parks and all of that. And all of the advice was, do not go to the theme parks because you cannot stand the heat in every queue.
No.
So the only theme park that we went to was SeaWorld.
Because of the water.
Because of the water and shade. So it's the only time I was there. And I think I was there
for tragic.
Two entire weeks.
What?
The story of Patrick's
No theme
life.
Parks.
What time of year was it?
It was like August.
Oh, well.
I mean, insanely hot.
At least
he
got the warmth.
R.I.P. young Patrick
I
streams.
Saw them. I saw them from afar and waved, but haven't any experience of the theme parks.
Okay, all right. But I've heard they're great. Okay, where else are you recommending?
We're going to go to Dubai briefly. We have two more destinations. We'll go to Dubai briefly because actually if you're wanting to guarantee and lock in some sunshine, there is a very good prospect of it there. Mm. Average 0 days of rain. So you're gonna...
highs of 31, the lows of 26.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you're thinking maybe you'd enjoy that trip, do Emirates fly every single day out of Dublin, 7.5 hours of a flight. It's a very beautiful airline. It's a good quality airline, so you're getting good value for money.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is Emirates, like a lot of airlines, including Aer Lingus, they have the holidays section on the website where you can package up everything.
Oh.
And quite often, there's a bit of a kind of a hack that some people know about and some people don't, that you can get a really good discount on your hotels by booking your flights via it. And actually Emirates have some good ones, because in mid-November you can fly for $1,139 for two people, but you could also get a 4-star stay and your accommodation for
$1,800.
So kind of adds up to book it all in one package type of thing via the airline. And if, you know, there is certain rules there with Dubai, you have to have PCR tests as opposed to a COVID cert type of thing. So just have to check all of that detail. But if you want guarantees sunshine.
Yeah. Like, Dubai's not for everyone.
No.
You know.
Definitely not for us too.
That value is kind of, you know, hard to argue with.
Exactly.
Especially when if you want guaranteed weather.
True.
And now this last one I'm very interested to hear about.
Okay. So it's Spain again, and it's Andalusia. So statistically, it's in the south. It's the hottest area of Spain.
I was just going to say, I feel like it's always on a place in the sun, and that makes sense, I suppose.
That's how I researched winter sun destinations. I just looked a place in the sun, winter editions.
I love it.
So it's kind of the areas around Granada, Almeria, and Malaga. Now, Malaga has flights that are probably the most affordable of everything that we covered here, and they fly there every day of the week. You're talking about 200 for two
in mid-November, isn't it?
200 euro for two.
I thought I was seeing stars when I was looking.
So 100 euro each.
Why? I was a bit shocked because.
And what kind of weather are we talking about?
Well, it's the hottest area of Spain at that time of the year. So the thing about it is, you know, it isn't going to be hot.
Yeah.
It'll be warm. It'll probably have clear skies. It'll probably have small rain here and there. However, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it has lots of flights there every week. So it isn't the
kind of Ireland on a nice day kind of vibe,
exactly.
Which a lot of people love.
And it's the lifestyle, it's the culture there. You know, you're going for the food, especially. And
I just love Spain.
Just love it,
I love Spanish food, love the Spanish vibe, love Spain. I'd like to retire there.
Ooh, a great idea.
Barcelona.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. It's, and for 200 personal. Quid, you could do that in November.
A place in the sun.
So I think that, and the great thing is in Malaga in particular, and all around that region, there's so many accommodation choices again, a bit like the Canary Islands. You're not going to be limited
They're
to
built
one
for
space.
It, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. So then, any tips in terms of coming home? Obviously, you have to do your passenger locator at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. So returning into Ireland, you just have to have your proof of vaccination or that you've recovered, and that's all on the cert. If you're going to any further flung destinations outside of the EU, it does get a little bit complicated. And thankfully, the Department of Foreign Affairs have a really good guide explaining every single situation. And equally, every country also has their own individual rules. Mm. Our advice is look at Europe. Explore Europe. There's plenty of choice. There's some good value. There's some that might push the boat out a little bit, but you're guaranteed sunshine, warmth, vitamin D, lovely food, everything you could dream of.
And it's just more straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. And splurge if you can. You deserve it after a long time away from travel. Splurge on yourself.
I actually thought Louise was about to get up off the seat and splurge, walk off and go, I'm splurging, I'm leaving.
I would love to splurge. I live to splurge. Guys, thank you so much, Russell and Patrick, also known as GastroGaze. Really appreciate all of those tips. I'm so excited that you're back on the road. Can't wait to hear about your continued travels.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Louise McSherry on 2FM.